You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Okay, this is Alden Gonzalez, Angels beat reporter for MLB.com. I am here with Mark Langston, who these days does the color commentary for Angels Radio, AM 830. He is a four-time All-Star. His first one was in 1987, and he started the All-Star game in 1993. Mark, where was that All-Star game played in 1993?
That was in Baltimore, so it was it's a fun deal. Anytime you get picked or selected for an All-Star game, it's the thrill. It's not the ultimate thrill, because winning a World Series or getting to that is why you put a uniform on, but the half-season nugget is being able to play in an All-Star game, and it is truly a treat for all players. Doesn't matter if you're Mike Trout or a guy making the All-Star team for his first time. It is a thrill for every player that gets invited to that.
And you have a really cool backstory that you just told me about right before we started this, which was that your first All-Star game in 1987
correct
was in Oakland, was in your hometown. What was that like for you? First All-Star game just happens to be in your hometown.
It was a blast. Yeah, I grew up in Santa Clara, which is about 40 minutes or less from Oakland. As a kid, went to a ton of A's games growing up. So to have my first experience in Oakland with friends and family, everybody there, it was one of the shining moments of my career, really, to have the opportunity again to play in my first All-Star game, but have it be in Oakland, where I had seen so many games as a kid growing up, and now you have an opportunity to play. And at that moment, the biggest game of the season is always that All-Star break.
Who did you have in the stands that day?
I had all my family, my mom, my dad, my brother, my cousins, high school friends that I grew up with. They were there. I not that I left everybody tickets. I had the immediate family in there, and then all my buddies, they ended up getting tickets and coming to the game. So it was quite a thrill. It's always a thrill, especially from your parents and my brother. To be part of that, and obviously my wife came down and from Seattle and was part of that too. So to have your family in this big moment, sharing this big moment, it's unbelievable.
Well, and the interesting thing about that is that before the All-Star game takes place, obviously, that the All-Star game that year is going to be in Oakland. Going into the year, is that a motivating factor for you? Like, I got to get into the All-Star game this year, because if I do, I'm going to be in my hometown.
Yeah, not really. No, it's not ever a motivating factor. I always had blinders on. I always took everything, as much like Mike Socha, one game at a time. You hear him say that. That's the way I always approach things. And I had learned in the past, if you look too far down the road, you're distracted by that, and it can affect things to maybe get to the goal that you want. You may be a goal of yours way in the back of your mind, but I was more on a day-to-day, take care of business today and see what happens. And so, and still in Seattle, we were not very good. So it was a situation. I was having a good start to the 87 season, and next thing you know, you get that call, and it's like you're shocked. We had other guys, Alvin Davis, who had already played in an All-Star game, and Harold Reynolds, and so we had some guys that that were potential. You're only going to get one off the Seattle team, because we were horribly bad, and everybody's got to have at least one guy. So at that point, I made it, and then somebody got hurt, and Harold Reynolds ended up making that was his first All-Star experience too.
It's always weird for pitchers to start the All-Star game because, normally they're starting pitchers and they're coming in for one and two innings, but also just because of the dynamics of the whole situation. And obviously when you were at the All-Star game, it was not the deciding home field advantage for the World Series. It was a true exhibition.
Yes.
What was it like for you starting the game? Was it a different kind of pressure? How did you approach it when you started the 1993 All-Star game?
It's pressure. It is big pressure because it's the biggest game at that juncture of the season. You play all these games, but now all of a sudden, again, you walk in the locker room and you look at the names that are in your locker room, with the Cal Ripkins and the Kirby Puckets, so you're almost in awe of the guys that are in your own locker room. And then you look to the other side, and that's where the great mystery. There was no interleague at that time, so you didn't know anything about the National League at that point. So it's like, there was only two times you ever saw the National League, the All-Star game and a World Series. Other than that, you had no interactions. And baseball wasn't on his television as much as it is now, to where it was a mystery. The other team, the other side, was a great mystery. So there's no question. The start an All-Star game was, is about as nervous as I had been at probably any point in my career, because of, what's going on. And again, this game didn't matter. If we won or lost, it doesn't matter. So it's just being there, being in that environment. It's a special time, and you don't want to suck, man. You don't. You want to do well. So
that's a cool thing that you pointed out. I mean, they obviously tried to higher the stakes a little bit to make it count for home field advantage for the World Series, but baseball's never going to have what it used to have with the fact that there was no interleague play back then, and you didn't know these guys, and the All-Star game actually meant so much just because it was the only time that fans could see their favorite players. Fans out of market could see players from other teams that they never could see in one game. What do you think of just watching it from a spectator standpoint of just kind of the competitiveness of the All-Star game now, the intrigue of the All-Star game now, maybe compared to when you were playing it?
I think it's still the same, even though these guys are way more familiar with the guys in the other league. Obviously, with the interleague, that's a big factor of that. And these guys, the umpires are all crossed over, even in that juncture. Yeah. Back in my first All-Star game all the way to my last one in 93, the umpires, there were American League umpires and National League umpires. Yeah. Now there's not that. There's everybody's in as one. But I think it's the same. The pressure's the same. To me, it's unfortunate that they make this such a bigger game than it should be as far as putting who gets home field advantage in the World
Series. You don't think they should do that?
No way. I think this is an exhibition game. It should be treated as an exhibition game. The players want to come in and have a relaxing time. Yes, they want, again, they don't want to suck. Nobody wants to suck. Everybody wants to play well.
But let their competitive juices dictate that.
Their competitive juices will do that.
Don't try to fabricate it.
They're going to go out there. You don't think that Mike Trout, whether this is for home field advantage or not home field advantage, wants to go up there and do what he's capable of doing on the big stage? No doubt about it. So it doesn't matter that they put that extra nugget on it. I don't like that because I think it should be treated as an exhibition game. It's always had that great flavor, even though there wasn't anything on it before, but it still had that great flavor. And to where they wanted to put, make this home field advantage now for the World Series, I think it's just not right because, guys will manage differently. Everybody that makes this team should have an opportunity to actually participate in it because it may be your only one that you ever get a chance to be in. And now if it's determines home field advantage, you might not get that opportunity because we got to play the game completely different now. So I'm not a big fan of that. I don't think it needs to be involved. I think they could do it like other sports go with the best record. Whoever has the best record, you can go, especially with interleague play now, with teams are crossing over. So whoever ends up with the most wins could determine, that could be home field advantage. So, I mean, there's just different ways to do it. I don't think the All-Star game, I think it should be an exhibition game. And that's the way it was originally intended. And I think they could go back and they're still going to get maximum effort out of it. These guys are not going to go out there and go, oh, it doesn't care. It doesn't matter. There's no way. It will not happen. These guys are all professional athletes. They want to do well on a big stage.
I'm curious your thoughts. What did you think about the Home Run Derby format from last year that they introduced with the timed rounds? Did you like that?
Yes, it's better than it was. I think there's just too much in this Home Run Derby now to where I get it. It's a whole deal. Back when I first came up, they had a skills competition that they don't do anymore, which was so fun to watch. They had a hitting. So you take Tony Gwynns, you take the Rod Carews, some of the best hitters, and they would set targets up all over the field.
I didn't know they did
and
that.
And these guys would hit targets.
Really?
Yeah, they would have balls pitched. They'd hit targets. You'd have the outfielders with the best arms. They would throw from the
That's
outfield
fun.
And try to – you get all the oohs and ahs. And then the Home Run Derby was you got up, you hit as many home runs as you could hit, and that was that. And they combined it all into one day to where it was really – because they had a skills stop that was really kind of neat to see. And now I get it. The Home Run Derby, it's become a major event, and people like to see the home runs. But now you're seeing – Mike Trout, if there was one round, you would see Mike Trout maybe do the Home Run Derby. But it takes a lot out of these guys that go up there and take 1,000 swings.
Especially now.
especially now. I mean, the way it is now. And I remember in, I think it was in 91, I was in the All-Star Game in Toronto in 91, and Cal Ripken hit like 13 straight home runs. And, you know, whenever he got done, that he ended up winning the home run derby because he got on an unbelievable roll. And there's way more pressure. You still get your 10 outs or whatever it is, but you have to produce now in your 10 outs instead of continually extending it. And maybe you would get more guys to do it. So your competition is 10 on each side if you wanted to make it a bigger deal. And then everybody gets one round. And, yeah. You know, you go whoever has the most on either side wins the home run derby. But, you know, I get it, too. Fans like to see the ball fly out of the ballpark. It is fun. I think it becomes a little boring at the point towards the end. It's like, how much longer do we have to watch this? It continues, you know. So I think they could even shorten it up better and do a better job with that.
Last question for you. Is there anything else that you would change in terms of maybe the size of the rosters for these things or maybe how players get selected for the All-Star game? Anything else that you would change about the process?
Yeah, you know, I think the roster, it depends on what you're trying to do. You know, you see it even in today's game, you know, and I would pitch on a Sunday and I would still pitch in the All-Star game on Tuesday. And I know a lot of guys that pitch Sunday,
they're ineligible.
So, I would like to see those guys. That's their normal day to throw on the side. They throw one inning or maybe one hitter. These guys would come in and that's their normal day that they would do whatever they're going to do and throw on the side. It's not taxing to throw one inning. Obviously, if it's a big inning, you could get them out of there. And again, it's the side of the protection, which I grew up in a different era where that was you could pitch Sunday and you still were going to pitch. That was your side day, and you would throw in the All-Star game.
Sure.
And adrenaline is going to push you right on through that. So, I mean, there's a million ways to look at it differently. Obviously, I think to expand the rosters is always a good thing because it's – there are always, it's been from day one, there's always guys that should make it that don't.
Yeah.
There's always that great debate, you know, obviously 2 years ago, Garrett Richards, I thought was a slam dunk.
2014.
From my viewpoint, I thought he was a slam dunk. Doesn't make the All-Star team. So maybe if you expand the rosters, those little things that might get overlooked and you have managers that are going to make sure that obviously are managing that. There's a reason they get to manage it. Their teams were successful the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring a few extra of their players that meant so much to that season along for the ride. And, I think maybe expand the rosters and so that some of those guys that should make it actually do make
it. So even more players then?
It depends on which way you're going to go with this. If it's an exhibition game, which it's not at the moment, with it not being an exhibition game, I mean, you could have the expanded rosters, and these guys aren't going to play, and maybe guys don't care if they get in the game or not. But most guys, if you show up, you want to be in that, you want to participate in that. So I guess, obviously, if you expand it, that limits the opportunity that you would get to play in it. So it's just that fine line of guys that you feel like should get in there
right.
That don't. How can you get to the point to where you avoid that? Maybe you could never get to that.
Cool. Mark, this was fun. Thank you.
All right. My pleasure. Anytime.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.